This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Simply put, scotch is awesome. And when the weather gets cold, it puts us in the mood for a glass of Scottish whiskey. One of our favorite distilleries is Laphroaig. Laphroaig is a top-shelf scotch and the only whiskey to carry the royal warrant of the Prince of Wales. That's right, the royal family is drinking this stuff. The distillery was founded in 1815, and they're located in Islay, an island on the southwestern coast of Scotland. We hung out with John Campbell, distillery manager for Laphroaig Islay Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, to talk about scotch and life as a scotch distiller on the island of Islay. We first wondered what it's like running a company on such a small island.
Being in a small community, there's 3,500 people in Islay. You have to take community into every decision you make, because it's just the way you are. You aren't so much as an individual when you're on Islay or living in Islay. You're just one in the community. That has to play a lot in decisions you make. And then equally, you're going to meet these people when you go shopping and stuff like that. So you have to be mindful of stuff like that.
Scotch sales are booming these days, and John says his small distillery is doing everything they can to keep up.
Demand is very, very high. So it's the way we're reacting to that is basically the markets we're in, we're just keeping growing because they're growing so fast. We're still not moving into countries maybe that you would expect us to be in, maybe like China, India, Brazil. We're just very, very slowly in them until we have enough stock.
Though trending now, scotch has a very storied history, as does whiskey in general. John told us an interesting story about the word whiskey and where it came from.
Uisgeveh, that's Gaelic, means water of life. And then that's where the name whiskey came from. So it started off as Uisgeveh, and then eventually that got cut down to Uisge, and Uisge turned into whiskey. So Uisge, in where I'm from, that's the Gaelic language, is water, and veha is life.
So moving on to the scotch itself, we asked John, how should people be drinking scotch? Neat? On the rocks? What do the real scotch lovers do?
It's up to you. Again, the whole thing, for me, definitely about drinking scotch whiskey is the fact that you get the experience that you want. It's a cultural thing as well. So if you're in a really warm country, you're not going to want to drink warm liquid. So that's why some people will add ice. In Scotland, we normally maybe add a wee drop water. In Scandinavia, they just won't add water at all. They like kind of higher strength alcohols anyway. So again, it's up to you to get the experience. And that's a big part of the journey as well, finding out what you like, what you don't like, with water, with ice, whatever. It's a really cool thing to do, and it's a great journey to start on.
Finally, if you're trying to impress a real scotch lover, what should you be thinking about getting them?
If you take a scotch lover something that you really like and share why you really like that, that's the thing I think that's really good about scotch whisky. It's about the exchange of opinions and why you like it, what flavours you like in that, all that kind of thing. So I think a scotch lover would be really impressed that you've picked this one and the exchange and why you like it and all that sort of stuff. Rather than trying to impress him, you would impress him more if you just shared that kind of stuff, I would have thought.
Well, there you go. Drink what you like and how you like it. No matter the style, you'll be drinking with class. We recommend you give Laphroaig a try. Happy sipping. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Pianissimo Short by Tackstar. Thanks for listening.